This is an audio summary for your AL80 101 course. The reading is AI Infrastructure, a comprehensive guide to building your AI stack, a guide published on the blog of Future Processing, a Polish software consultancy, most recently updated in late 2025. It covers similar ground to the Red Hat and IBM articles in this week's set, so this summary concentrates on the guide's distinctive emphases, how the pieces fit together as a stack you would actually assemble, and what each component contributes to an infrastructure decision. Here is the summary. The guide defines AI infrastructure as an integrated environment of hardware and software designed specifically for artificial intelligence and machine learning workloads. The hardware side means accelerated compute, graphics processing units, GPUs, and tensor processing units, TPUs, and the storage and networking around them. The software side means the frameworks, data tooling, and operational systems that turn raw compute into a working pipeline for data processing, model training, and deployment. The word to hold onto is integrated. The guide's central argument is that AI infrastructure is not a shopping list of parts but a system, and the value comes from how well the parts work together as a backbone for the full life cycle. Data in, models trained, predictions served, results monitored. The guide organizes that system into five component families, and they make a sound skeleton for this week's decision matrix assignment. First, computational power. AI workloads, especially deep learning, need parallel processing that ordinary CPUs cannot supply economically, which is why GPUs and TPUs anchor the stack. The 2026 elaboration is that compute now splits into two very different demand profiles: training, which is bursty and enormous, and inference, which is continuous and scales with usage. Many organizations rent the first and optimize the second. Second, networking. Moving large datasets between storage and accelerators and coordinating clusters of machines during distributed training demands high bandwidth, low latency networks. This is the component businesses most often undersize. As the Continental case in this week's reading shows, fast processors starve behind slow pipes. Third, data handling. Scalable storage and the pipelines that collect, clean, and feed data to models. In the modern stack, this is where data lakes and lakehouses, feature stores, and since the generative AI wave, vector databases for retrieval live. Fourth, security. Protecting the data, the models, and the pipeline itself with access control, encryption, and monitoring. The 2026 addendum is that AI brings new attack surfaces beyond classic IT security. Data poisoning, model theft, and prompt injection against language model applications, which is why AI-specific security frameworks now exist alongside traditional ones. Fifth, machine learning operations, MLOps, the discipline that gets models out of notebooks and into production, then keeps them healthy. The guide gives MLOps particular weight, and rightly so, because it is the component that separates AI experiments from AI businesses. Its emphasis falls on automation, version control for data, code, and models so that any result can be reproduced, orchestrated, automated pipelines so that retraining and deployment do not depend on heroics, and automated management of the scaling, setup, and maintenance of machine learning environments. The underlying logic transfers to every organization. A model is not an asset until the process around it is repeatable. In 2026, the same logic has extended to large language model applications under the banner of LLM Ops, where the artifacts under version control now include prompts and evaluation suites, and where monitoring covers response quality and cost per query, not just uptime. On where this stack should live, the guide presents cloud computing as the natural platform. It provides scalable, flexible, and cost-effective capacity for processing large datasets without the capital outlay of building GPU clusters in-house. That is the right default for most organizations, and it is worth connecting this to the pricing material in this week's lecture. Cloud pricing models, on-demand, reserved, and spot capacity are the levers that make the economics work, and reserved or committed use pricing can cut steady-state costs dramatically compared to pay-as-you-go. The honest 2026 counterpoint is that at sustained high utilization, cloud GPU bills can exceed the cost of owned or co-located hardware, which is why the current conversation is hybrid. Rent for experimentation and bursts, consider owning or committing for predictable heavy workloads, and keep workloads portable so you can move when the economics change. The guide is also frank about the difficulties, and its challenge list doubles as a due diligence checklist. High computational demands, which translate into cost and, increasingly, energy and sustainability questions. Complex system integration, making the new AI stack talk to the existing enterprise systems where the data and the business processes actually live, which is routinely the most underestimated line item in AI projects. Security threats, as above. Legal and regulatory concerns, data protection, data residency, and the growing body of AI-specific regulation, such as the European Union's AI Act, which means infrastructure choices now have compliance consequences. Where your data sits and how your models are audited are legal questions, not just technical ones. And finally, the necessity of ongoing evaluation and maintenance of models, because models degrade as the world drifts away from their training data. That last point deserves underlining for the decision matrix, an infrastructure proposal that prices only the build and not the run is wrong on day one. Monitoring, retraining, and evaluation are permanent operating costs. How should you place this reading relative to the others this week? The IBM and Red Hat articles give you the vocabulary and the component inventory from the vendor side. This guide reads more like a consultancy's project checklist, what you would actually have to procure, integrate, and operate, and what will go wrong if you skip a layer. Taken together, they converge on the same 5 or 6 rows for your matrix: compute, networking, data handling, security, operations, and the governance and compliance wrapper around all of it. Add the business side criteria the articles imply, but do not always name: total cost of ownership across build and run, vendor lock-in and portability, available skills, and energy footprint, and you are most of the way to the 10 criteria the assignment asks for. That is the end of the summary. Good luck with week 6.